Frisch wasn't playing this day in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hitting with the bases loaded against Hub.
Yeah.
And he's thrown me two pretty good screwballs. It was strikes, and I foul them off. And he wasted the fastball in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, okay, he's setting me up for that scroogey. And
yeah.
So I moved up on the plate just a little bit, got on and moved up. And here it comes, and shoot, it looks bad. I see the thing coming, you know, it looks bad. And damn, I looked at when he got to the home plate, there's a little old curveball that just broke right out over on that outside part of the plate. And I'm standing there looking at it with the bases loaded. Okay, so all right. All right, now that was in the early part of the game. And Frank, he was storming, you know, because
yeah.
I took the pitch. Hell, I was fooled. So, okay, so latter part of the ball game, he's in the two men on second, third, and let's see, in second, third, and we're one or two runs down. So he goes up and hits.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same damn thing I did. So when we were in the clubhouse, he says, "I got a lot of guts getting on you."
Yeah.
And hell, he was an old pro, you know. Hell,
he admitted it anyway.
Yeah. So that. I thought that was real good. That's things that, you know, you remember about managers,
right.
You know, things.
Who was the best left-handed pitcher you saw?
Well, you were talking about him. Well, I'd say the next
right-handed.
One. Oh, right-handed.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the best left-hander? You'd say? Well, Hub, I thought was, but the next one I'd say would be Vandermeer.
Over a shorter period.
Yeah.
He didn't have a
Vandermeer, then...
But who was the best right-handed pitcher then?
Right-handed pitcher back then. Boy, there was some good right-handed. You had Paul Darin Jr., you had Bucky Walters, you had
Warnicki,
look at you had on that New York club. Hell, you had Schumacher.
Had great years.
Even Fitzsimmons was tough.
Yes.
And you had over in Chicago, you had that Charlie Root. Guy Bush,
yeah.
And, heck,
they were all over.
Boy, you had some tough, boy, we had tough pitchers, compared to what they had today.
That's for sure.
Boy, they were rough. And they were mean out there, too, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't have no skull caps, and damn, you can, another one we left out was great, if he would have, if he hadn't drank too much and brawled around, was Mungo.
Yeah.
Oh, when he came up with a curveball. Now, that's in my league, and I think I'd have to go with Feller, I think. I hit at him in just in the All-Star games.
Uh-huh.
Boy. He and Mungo, they were the same type of pitchers. I mean, Mungo came up with a real good curveball. Mm-hmm. Feller came up with a real good curveball. And I hit at Feller when he first joined the Cleveland club. Steve O'Neill, by the way, was the manager of Cleveland. And this was my first year. I was a rookie. It was in 35. And we played on an exhibition game in the old Cleveland ballpark, And Feller pitched against us. And I never forget, I came up the plate and Steve O'Neill says, "Now be a little careful." He says, "This kid can really throw hard." He says, "He's a little wild." And I thought, well, hell, he's telling me, maybe just trying to, and I'm a rookie, man. And I figure, shoot, boy, he threw that ball. Didn't have no curveball, but boy, this fastball just, and I mean hard. Oh, fast. It was fast. He pitched about three innings against us. I think he struck out seven of us.
Gee,
Okradowski and I was the only one got bases. I couldn't throw a ball to right field, and I hit the ball into right field. It was just because I was late
on the speed.
Yeah. I didn't sense that. Think I was going to get hit. with it. But I hit at him in All Star games here in St. Louis, and they had people in the seats. And then he came up with that real good curveball. Shoot, he struck me out. He threw the ball. To this day, I didn't see it till it got right on top of him. It was a curveball.
Yeah.
And I'm flat on my back. You know what? I'm not by myself on that. He threw, you couldn't land on people in the seats, you know. And we had a hard time seeing a slow ball, let alone a ball that he could. Boy, was he tough. He was tough. I would say he and Mungo, as far, and although we had so many other guns, but
that's right.
The other people you talk to, they probably have different ideas as far as, you know, how they hit,
the way it is,
who
they hit. Who was the best first baseman?
I didn't get to see much of him, but as a fielder, I thought, when in our league, well, I thought Camille was a real good first baseman.
He was,
and I thought Charlie Grimm was a good first baseman.
No doubt.
You know, feeling.
Yeah. How about Bill Terry?
Oh, yeah, Bill Terry.
Hello.
Can I get you something to drink?
Like a cold drink? We're so busy talking.
Maybe.
I thought about
like
anything.
A soda or something. Mr. Lang, that's my wife.
I'm so happy.
We're
talking up storm here.
We're talking all the time while this thing is. And you're in it now.
You're part of it.
Would you like to have a soda, maybe?
No, I don't think I'd want a beer right at this time. Do you have a soft drink?
Cola.
Cola would be fine. Thank you much.
I would say Bill Tennessee. Bill was pretty much finished, though, but he was a great hitter, you know, all the time.
Oh, yes.
And speaking of Bill Terry, now, I have to admire him because he had that bad knee in him when I broke into the league. But at least I admired him. He was managing, and he was pinch hitting. And any time that the Giants had men on base, and we had Dean pitching, or to make a difference, he put himself in that spot, and he couldn't hit Dean with a paddle. And I talked to him about it in later years. He says, I always thought I could hit him. And Diz would throw that fastball, it would take off, and it'd just go right on up like that. And Terry, he'd still put himself in. He says, I always thought I could hit him, but he says, I didn't. And he didn't hit him. But that was funny about him. That was really funny about Dean. But I admire him for it.
You'd have to.
Yeah. And, you know, he didn't pull the ball too much, you know, Terry. He hit the ball in right and left center a lot, you know. And if he'd pull the ball in it.
Great hitter,
Like I'd pull that ball in and pull
didn't
it around.
You really mastered that.
Yeah, he was really a nice guy.
What about a second baseman?
Well, I tell you what, I like Billy Herman those days.
He was good.
Yeah. And they had some good ones, but Herman, I guess, was the better hitter, and it's probably what might have been better fielders, but it's what I know about Herman playing against us. He was just outstanding, gosh.
Now, Frisch was past his prime when you saw
him. He wasn't. He was gone. I didn't see him. No, that's fellas that I.
Well, Herman is a good choice. What about shortstop?
Oh, it's Marion back when I played. Was he and Pee Wee Reese?
Yeah.
Were about the two best. Although Bartell in that Polo Grounds got to be a hell of a shortstop. I don't have any home runs. We got to be good there. There was some pretty good shortstops there.
Yes, indeed.
See, Bill Jurgis was a good shortstop. He got to be a better hitter.
Yeah.
So there we had, I guess, Marion over the long run, but I would be pretty much of a toss-up between those fellows. Yeah. You know, Pee Wee Reese was real good. He hit better than Marion, but
third base.
Third base. Let me see. Pinky Higgins was a good third baseman then, but.
Did Pinky play?
I tell you who played good third. He was finished as a shortstop. He moved over and played great. Was that Travis Jackson?
Oh, yes.
He played a hell of a third base. But I think I'd have to go with Pi Trainer. He was still a good ball player he was still playing. He was finny.
Yeah. It was toward the end.
But he was still a good third. But you couldn't hit a ball by him, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, someone said, I don't remember, Joe Sewell maybe, who saw him play enough, but someone said that Pye was as good a third, was a better third baseman than Brooks Robinson, Greg Nettles, and all of the ones that have been raved about.
I didn't see them, but I would have to say Pye was a good hitter, too. You know?
Oh, well.
He hit that ball in the right center, left center, like a shot. He was a real quiet, nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I really liked him.
I saw a lot of games in those days, especially in Pittsburgh, because I had relatives that I would go over and visit in vacation periods at when I was in school.
Uh-huh.
And I got over there to Forbes Field pretty often, and they had some great teams in the late 20s, you know, starting in 25 when they won, and the Wainers joined them then, and they went on, Trainer and Glenn Wright and a bunch of
others. Oh, yeah, Glenn Wright. Glenn, I think, was playing a little bit with Pittsburgh when I think he was really, might have been, I think he was like utility man.
He went over to, he had a,
with Pittsburgh.
He had shoulder trouble.
Yeah. Then he started scouting. I wonder, is he still alive?
I talked to him. Yeah.
Oh, he
talked to him for 3 hours.
Did he? Well, he's
he's living alone. His wife died. I don't know whether she was the second wife or the first.
He was scouting
a couple years ago.
For a few years, I know.
That's right. Till very recently.
Yeah, I was, when I was scouting, I ran into him.
Yeah, and he still has a little association. I don't know what it amounts to with the Red Sox.
Oh,
give me three outfielders.
Back in my day, now I didn't play the ones when I played. Now that you've got Mays later on as a coach, didn't want to name him. Well, I'd have to say.
Thank you very kindly.
Good. Let's see. I feel one of them. Well, another guy I wasn't playing was a good right fielder, was Clemente, but my right fielder would have to be Paul Wiener, number one. And center field back then would have had to have been Little Wiener. I thought he was, you know, he didn't have a great arm, but he could scoot and come up with that ball. He played a little deep center field, but when that ballpark, you had to play it deep because that was, you know, that big old Forbes Field. And that other place, let me think. Well, I'd hate to leave out Ott. I'd have to put Ott in there.
Yeah, you know?
I'd have to say Ott. And there's probably better ones, I think, but I can't think of any three better players.
Not Medwick?
Well, yeah, Medwick, but I was, well, Medwick, but I've got to go with guys who can run and feel and all of that. Medrick wasn't a very good outfielder.
No.
You know, fielder.
No, he was.
He's a good hitter.
Mostly hitter.
Yeah, mostly hitter. Yeah.
All right. That's a good team you got there. How about the catcher?
Well, I tell you, I liked Big Coop, and I liked Jimmy Wilson.
Yeah, Jimmy was good.
And the guy that had a good one or two good years, I thought was good. Well, I always liked catching. I always thought was good back in that day. Now, the one fellow that come on good, was a good catcher for a year or two, was Harry Danning. Now, you probably never heard of him, but boy.
Oh, sure.
See, I mean, didn't know much about it. See, now he got to be a good hitter.
Yeah.
And he was a good receiver. So, let me see. Now, the great Lombardi, you know, well, he was a good hitter and a good receiver, but he couldn't run.
No way.
But out of that group, talking about American League, National, this is all National.
Mostly National League.
Yeah, you know, great catcher, too.
One you saw,
I didn't take Cochran, too, you know, Mickey, but Nate's in the other. We've been naming everything in our league.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, if I could take some of the arms and legs and put them on some of those catchers. Yeah. Jimmy Wilson was a good catcher. Bill DeLancey was good.
Yes.
But I'd have to take the
what
big
about, what about Gabby?
Yeah, Gabby Hartnett. Yeah, see, he was He was great, but I don't know whether he would be a better catcher than Cooper or not.
No, I don't think so.
See, he could out, Cooper could outrun him.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper could throw quick. Yep. Hartnett might have had him an edge on, but he didn't have him on the power, though. You know, Cooper hit that damn ball hard. I'd have to go with Cooper, I guess.
Good enough. All right. St. Louis has been a pretty good baseball town through the years.
What made them good? They started out with the all of those minor league, you know, farm clubs. They had, when I broke in, they had, I think, 30, 31 or 32.
That was old Branch.
Yeah. Branch Rickey, yeah. He did some conniving and lost a lot of good ball players, too, with trying to cover them up, you know.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah.
Couldn't cover them all.
That's right.
But he revolutionized it in that sense, just as Ruth revolutionized the hitting.
The long ball, yeah. And I don't think there'll ever be another Ruth. Aaron, but he wasn't playing when I played. Mm-hmm. He was playing when I was coaching, but